out until the city lights dissolve into a country sky, just me and you. Lay underneath the harvest moon and do all the things that lovers do, just me and you. Just as free, free as we'll ever be. Just as free, free as we'll ever be. And ever. No, we don't have a lot of money. 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 Travel all across this land, me and you.
101.1 FM, WHSM, Hayward, Muskie 101.
Well, good morning. It is now the 7 o'clock hour here at WHSM Muskie Country 101. Mark Lundeen here with you, getting you up and going this morning. A homecoming day for the Hayward School District. It's going to be an awesome day. But right now, this hour, we have a new key word for our goal for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. You're saying, Mark, I don't know what you're talking about. Where have you been the past couple weeks? Oh, my goodness. I know there's my regulars out there who are all ready to enter in their keyword. Some of you who may not know about this, I'll just quickly explain it to you. First of all, you need to download the Civic Media app from your app store. So go there right now. Download Civic Media. Once you have the app downloaded, look for WHSM within the app. Click on that, bring it up, and then click on My Station, because that'll bookmark it for future times. And then on the right-hand side, lower right, you'll see a button, text button. Push that, and then get ready to enter a keyword that I'm going to give to you. What is this for, you say? Well, it's a chance to win some gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota football game in November. Are you ready for the key word? It is love. Love, yes. L-O-V-E. Did you like that little thing? Yes, it's love. L-O-V-E. Send that in, text it. There we go. We got all my regulars moving along. We got them going. If you haven't downloaded the Civic Media app, do so during this song. Get WHSM set up on it and type in the word love. I'll remind you a couple more times during this hour.
I think I'll take a moment, celebrate my age. ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. In my next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears, and I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world of happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
Here we go.
My next 30 years, I'm gonna watch my weight, eat a few more salads and not stay up so late, drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, no.
Point one FM, Muskie 101.
Sister cries out from her baby bed. Brother runs in, feathers on his head. Mama's in her room, learning how to sew. Daddy's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Hank Williams sings Elijah. Dear John, and time marches on, time marches on. Sister's using rouge and clear complexion soap. Brother's wearing beads and he smokes a lot of dope. Mama is depressed, barely makes a sound. Daddy's got a girlfriend in another town. Bob Dylan sings like a rolling stone. And time marches on, time marches on. The South moves north, the North moves south. A star is born, a star burns out. Everything changes. Sister calls herself a sexy grandma. Brother's on a diet for high cholesterol. Mama's out of touch,
with reality. Daddy's in the ground beneath the maple tree as the angels sing an old Hank Williams song. Time marches on, time marches on, time marches on. Time marches on. Time marches on.
Real Country Variety.
Muskie 101.
She's got Brazilian leather boots on the pedal of her German car. Listen to the Beatles singing back in the USSR. Yeah, she's going around the world tonight, but she ain't leaving here. She's just gonna meet her boyfriend down at the street fair. It's a French kiss, Italian ice, Spanish moss, and the moonlight.
They got Canadian bacon on their pizza pie. They got a cooler full of cold Coronas and Amstel Light. It's like we're all living in a big old cup. Just fire up the blender, mix it all up. It's a French kiss, Italian ice, margaritas in the moonlight. Just another American Saturday.
Hey, if you haven't entered in yet, enter the keyword love. Yes, love. That's it, love. I said love again. Oh, there we go. Yes, Cupid keeps coming in. L-O-V-E is the keyword that you should be entering into your Civic Media app right now. Get it done while we do this. Yes, it's also time for our kazoo song. Are you ready? You know, I'm going to start a delivery service. Yep. If you text me or email me a message and say, Mark, our office wants some kazoos. I was just in the bank the other day and I thought I should bring kazoos for everybody here in the bank. And we're going to play the kazoo song and I'll record them and get... Because it's just going to be so much fun. Known as the Northwoods Kazoo, the lumberjack version. No matter what kind of kazoo you have, if you can get a video of yourself playing the kazoo along with our kazoo song this morning, and then post it on Facebook or Instagram, tag WHSM or tag the Remarkable Morning Show or tag the Kazoo Crew. Love to have you part of this. I can't help having too much. I'm having too much fun with this. Enjoy your morning as we continue on with some great country music here on WHSM Muskie Country. Remember the key word, love. Yep.
Midnight's creeping in, we know better. Believe living here together. And in case you were wondering, you've never looked hotter. So why even bother looking at the reasons not to? Maybe we ought to kiss a little more, think a little less, burning up the night like a cigarette, and get you out of this bar, out of that dress. And kiss a little more, and kiss a little more, think a little less. Start asking you to look them in the eyes, tell a white lie, how I dropped you off at home and I walked you to the door, nothing more. Tomorrow you could say we're just friends, but baby, till then, we could kiss a little more, think a little less, burn another night like a cigarette, and get you out of this bar, out of that dress, and kiss a little more, kiss a little more, thank if you wanna hop and give you a minute or two, say goodbye to your friends. Ain't gotta go home, but we gotta get gone, cause we've already waited way too long to kiss a little more, think a little less, and do the only thing we've been thinking about doing since the moment, girl, we met. You kiss a little more, think a little less, get you out of this bar, out of that dress, and kiss a little more, kiss a little more, kiss a little more, think a little less, burning up the night like a cigarette, and get you out of this bar, out of that dress, and kiss a little more, kiss a little more, think a little less, yeah, think a little less.
Muskie 101.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 9129.
Get ready, Northwoods. Muskie Country 101 is fired up to help get the word out about your community events. From fundraisers and garage sales to car washes and craft fairs. If it's happening locally, Muskie Country 101 wants to shout it from the rooftops. Make sure your event is on our community events list. Email all the exciting details to community at WHSM.com. That's community at WHSM.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's the best way to stay connected in the Northwoods.
Muskie 101.
Mama must have been sexy walking, honky talking, baby. The men are gonna love you and the women gonna hate you. Reminding them of everything they're never gonna be. Maybe the beginning of a World War III. Cause the world ain't ready for nothing like a wild you. I bet your mama must have been another good looking mama too. Hey, say hey, good L double O K I N G. Well, I smell T R O U B L E.
Like no other station I've ever listened to. It's great.
Nobody plays more country.
Muskie 101.
Well, it was down some street we couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until three. She kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open that door no more. But she kept the hotel key. Well, I can still see her on the bed, sitting Indian style with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way, no. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and my clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key. We left the crowd, we left the world and locked it out. She left a picture in my head. She left a night I can't forget. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key.
Musky 101.
Tuxedo waiters, black tie, white tablecloths and red wine. We've been planning this night, looking forward to it for some time. Honey, I know you love getting dressed up, and you know I love showing you off. But watching your baby blue eyes dancing in the candlelight glow, all I can think about is getting you home. Walking through the front door, sure. goodbye is getting you home. I don't need this menu, no I don't. I already know just what I want. Did I hear you right? Did you tell me? Go pay the waiter and let's leave. Now, honey, I know by that look in your eyes and your hand drawing hearts onto mine that are not out of the house ain't gonna last too long. When all you can think about is getting me home. Sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about is getting you home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, there's sure ain't nothing. All I can think about, all I can think about is getting you home.
With me in the studio today is Michael Pilhofer, who is with the Park Center. And now this is a historic place. It's been going on since 1948 when it was first as a movie theater. And then in 2006, a nonprofit of the performing arts decided, hey, we want to make this venue available to locals, regional, and even some national entertainment. Now, Michael, you haven't been there that long, have you?
Yeah, I'm the newbie of the group. Okay. I'm their newest board member. Came on, I think it was about April of last year, and got deeply involved in it. I'm very quickly, kind of like, you know, in for a pound, in for a penny, or whatever they say. Yes. So I'm their programming director now. Been that for a little over a year. And also their main front of house sound person, which is actually one of my favorite parts of this whole thing. I love doing that. Okay. So, yeah, a little over a year and a half now.
And some personal history about yourself. You are a musician.
I am. Longtime drummer, 30 plus years from the Twin Cities, professional. Play other instruments, but none that I would pay rent to drums or what I do. Also a teacher. I taught high school and college music for a long time as well. So.
Okay. Yep. Very very steeped in everything music.
I love it, yes.
Okay. You haven't been there that long. What has it been like for you, the experience of the artists you're bringing in, the audiences that come to hear and participate with the artists? What has this been an experience for you?
Yeah, I mean, very new. I have to admit, I mean, Randy Widrow, who's a wonderful bass player and also longtime board member, he's the one that sort of got me involved. And I didn't know anything about the park. Yeah. And I stepped in there with him. And once I started getting involved and once I started seeing the performances happen and the audiences, that it sounds weird, but there's just something special about that place, the energy of the building, what happens when the community comes together and there's art on the stage. It's a magical little place. I'm sort of in the semi-retired part of my world now, and it feels like I'm in the perfect place at the perfect time, and I love being involved with the Park Center.
It's very different from a larger auditorium that you would have. This is a very small seat capacity.
About 250. Okay. Intimate. It's an intimate space. Yep.
Because some of these bands and artists that you bring in, you could probably bring them to the Hayward High School and fill that out just fine.
Yep.
But No, we like them here in this smaller venue.
Yep.
Very quaint, very personable. I mean, the back row person can see the guy on the platform just as much as the front row person. Well, maybe not as much, but
right.
You know, you don't need a camera and an IMAG screen to right. show who the artist is on the stage.
Yeah, no jumbotrons needed for the parks. and for a room that was not necessarily designed for audio or listening by any means, it's a surprisingly good sounding room. And I am just, the thing that I think really blew me away is the invested audience. Like, I am constantly surprised at how responsive and caring and thoughtful and engaged the audiences are. Yeah. I mean, it is, you can like mouse squeak, you can't hear anything. They support the artists, the art, the like whether it's a, you know, a house of 50 or a sold out house of 250.
Yeah.
It feels like from a performing standpoint and from an environment standpoint that you're playing to an auditorium of thousands and you can't do wrong. And I just, there's just an energy about that place. I keep coming back to that. I just love it. And I love being a part of it.
Yeah. I've been there many times myself and it's a very unique facility. And again, the audiences and the artists that you bring in there, some are eclectic.
Yes.
And some are kind of mainstream.
Yep.
Some are from larger metropolitan areas, and some are right here in the back roads of Hayward.
You know, having now being involved in the programming side of things, I have tons of obvious connections out of the Twin Cities. So I'm bringing up, you know, groups of friends and different ensembles. And so many of my friends that have come up and played the park for the first time, from the moment the show starts, they can't stop talking about how special it is. They want to come back. They love it. It's again, I mean, even their experience, because I mean, I've played a million different rooms and, you know, a lot of times the music is the focus, but it's not necessarily, you know, the end all be all. There's conversations happening. There's food clinking or whatever. There's just some distractions.
Yeah.
But again, this is like, it's a listening room. You could drop a pin and it's, and the engagement level to me is the support that the audience gives and the feedback. And my goal has always been, once I got a handle and a hold of the programming side of things, I always said that no one's going to step on that stage that's not going to be world-class talent. And I feel like in the last year, we've started to really kind of regain a respect amongst the community that just knows, maybe if I don't even know who's playing, I just trust that it's going to be a great show.
Be good. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Off the website, it says the Park Center is a vibrant nonprofit venue committed to enriching our community through artistic programs that include live music, poetry, comedy, movie screenings, art installations, and more. And that's really prevalent when I look at some of the things that have been scheduled, such as the Artist Showcase.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that.
That happens every so often throughout the year. And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that I'm pretty... We used to have a program called First Thursday, which I think goes way back to Molly Otis. Okay. And it was, again, it sounds exactly like it is. It was a free performance that the park sort of offered to our community, our Northwoods community.
Yep.
And I think over time, it kind of lost its way a little bit. So when I got involved, I was just disappointed because if you have artists on the stage, you want to have an audience to support the artist. And that just wasn't happening anymore.
Sure.
So in 2024... I was like, how can we think this a little differently? So I reimagined it as more of a variety show.
Yeah.
John Adler, John Settlemel, wonderful composer.
Yes.
He's a board member as well. I kind of wrangled him into being the MC. And what
I'm sure you had to twist his arm really hard.
Because he's so uncomfortable talking in front of people. And then what the shows are is basically it features three artists, kind of local regional talent. Usually one is a non-musical act.
Okay.
And the two are usually either an ensemble and a solo or some difference. They're not like two. Usually it's not usually two bands.
Yeah.
And every group gets we have a typical intermission in the beginning and it's like 2 45-minute sets and each group gets about 15 minutes and John does a little conversation.
Yeah.
It's just the fun. And it's 100% free. It's the way the park wants to kind of give back to our Northwoods community.
Yeah.
And we just had a show here not a couple weeks ago. And I think we had almost 200 people show.
Yeah.
It's gaining steam and it's really just a treat to see that. And I feel like we've kind of reinvigorated you know, what was the first Thursdays in their heyday into now being these quarterly artist showcases.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, I thoroughly enjoy it. Well, Michael, we're going to have you back for sure.
I'd love that.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Musky 101.
Katie's sitting on her old front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road, in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tom is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love. She's gonna slip something on the head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and then she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Her daddy's waiting up till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. And you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe. My daddy said you wasn't worth a lick. When it came to brains, you got the short end of the stick. He was wrong, and honey, you are too. Katie looks at Tommy like I still look at you. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. What's meant to be will always find a way. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy.
Since you turned the tables on me, I've been steady learning lonely, keeping this turntable spinning. Everything from Jones to Jennings, slowly planning my survival in a 3-foot stack of vinyl. Since you had to walk out of here, I've been having a record year. I bet you thought before you left, just sit in silence by myself, turn this house into a jail, dying slow and living hell. But love's got a funny way of keeping score, and you're leaving lit up my scoreboard. I usually make it through Saturday sober. All bets are off when I flip her over. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. I'm having a record year.
Quarter notes and Hank's halftime. Song to song, I pass my time with these speakers on 10. Your good and gone keeps me up all night, along with songs in the key of life. I'm either gonna get over you or I'm gonna blow out my ears. Yeah, you're out there now doing God knows how, and I'm stuck here having a record year.
Drop it in the groove, and we go round and round and down in a spiral. I guess I really ought to call and thank you. I rediscovered red-headed stranger. Got down with old James Brown and found new grass revival. If you find your way back, I owe you a beer for my record year.
Put a note in hand.
Having a record year. Yeah, I'm having a record year.
Muskie 101.
WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the federal government. According to a press release, the lawsuit seeks to block new restrictions on federal funding meant to support victims of domestic violence and other crimes that were imposed by the U.S. Department of Justice. The coalition is challenging a restriction that would require crime victims to be screened for their immigration status before they could receive the legal services that may be available under the Victims of Crime Act. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to create a statewide registry for Parkinson's disease. The registry would be established through the Department of Population Health Sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and include annual reports on the prevalence of the neurological disease. The hope is increased tracking of Parkinson's could help researchers identify potential contributing factors like environmental conditions. Parkinson's is the second most common neurological disease after Alzheimer's. The Northwest Wisconsin Grazers Network and a handful of partner organizations are inviting residents to a pasture walk this week to learn more about innovative grazing practices. The pasture walk will begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday at Grazing Acre Farms in Chautauqua. Topics covered during the event will include information on livestock manure and soil health, as well as forage practices for the fall and winter. Following the pasture walk, attendees will also have a chance to network with other grazers and discuss additional ways to improve their own operations. With the contested case hearing for Enbridge Energy's Line 5 pipeline relocation project set to wrap up this week, DNR officials say the company exceeded environmental standards for the issued permits. Tribal officials and conservation activists challenged those permits, arguing the relocation still puts area wetlands at risk in case of an oil spill. Earlier this week, DNR staff argued the company had met or exceeded all of the best management practices associated with the plan, including over 200 permit conditions issued by the agency. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Muskie 101 weather.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Muskie 101.
Reflecting in my eyes.
definitely more music.
It's your country. 101.1.
Muskie 101.
Dear Lord, can you help me? I'm falling out of grace. I'm crawling back to heaven from this hell on earth I made. My blood is getting heavy. There's metal in my veins. It's running like the river filled with all of my mistakes. On my knees I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. Wondering where and when I fell apart. Oh, I fell apart. In these chains, I'm haunted by the lies of every time I said I'd change. I'm slipping through the shadows, it's weighing on my soul. The lights are shining on me, but there ain't nobody home. On my knees, I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. For my demons, but angels only meet you where you are, and I'm in the dark. At least for now, Lord, I ain't losing hope that somehow you can make a heart of gold from this heart of stone. From this heart of stone.
Musky 101.
Well, we're into the 8 o'clock hour now here at WHSM Muskie Country 101. Mark Lundeen here with you, greeting you. Did you catch that sunrise this morning? That golden glow off to the southeast. Beautiful, beautiful. It's going to be a beautiful day. Once that sun gets up, it's going to get warmer. Right now, downtown Hayward, we're at 57 degrees. Out at the Sawyer County Airport, a little cooler at 54 degrees. Up at La Couturier, they are also at 57. And we are expected to get up to 82 degrees today with very little clouds in the sky. Most of those high-level wispy clouds that we see this morning, 82 mostly sunny skies. Going to be a beautiful day. Tonight, 64 for a low. And then tomorrow, even warmer, 86 degrees. I don't even know if we're close to a record for that, but it's going to be awesome. Getting you going, getting you up this morning during the 8 o'clock hour. It's going to be a beautiful itty-bitty day. Alan Jackson.
Have a little love on a little honeymoon. Got a little dish and you got a little spoon. A little bitty house and a little bitty yard. A little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's alright to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while.